You know I'm proud to be black, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all. And if the tragedy was mine, I'd take it back, y'all. It's like that. Licky, 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 licky. All that people hear the serious song. It's right, not wrong. I should stay right on. I gotta tell you something that you all should know. It's not a mystery, it's history, and here's how it goes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 68, part B, the blackness. On today's episode, it's a second part. We split up this episode because I fucked up and the batteries ran out. So I'm coming in right after the batteries ran out, and we went on a Sour Patch Kid tear. And then we came right back in. So if you don't like people smacking their lips on a fucking episode, don't listen to the first 10 minutes because we're eating Sour Patch Kids. If you're like, oh, it sounds like you're eating on the camera, on the microphone, well, that's good because the microphones have picked it up because that's what we're doing. We're eating on the microphone. God, I'm so fucking behind on shit. I'm so overwhelmed. You guys, thank you very much for joining. By the way, I asked everybody on the beginning of the first part of this podcast to leave like ridiculous comments on my iTunes page, and you guys are doing them. So fucking good. They're making me laugh today. They really were. I'm so overwhelmed with shit to do. I'm so overwhelmed. Like I have so much to do before I leave. I'm leaving for a few weeks on Thursday, and I have so much to do before that happens, and I can't do it all, and I'm overwhelmed. But this shit is making me laugh. I was addicted to meth before I found your podcast. Here it is. Until about 6 months ago, I was addicted to crystal meth when I couldn't find that bath salts and VCR head cleaners. But one day I stole an iPod from some guy I was servicing for drug money, and it had Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank on it. It's been 2 weeks and I haven't snorted anything or blown someone for money. I just sit in a drainage pipe that feeds into the Los Angeles River and listen to Ari. I don't need meth anymore. I don't need baby Jesus. I just need Ari the Great to get high. But if you do decide to do crystal meth and listen to Skeptic Tank, it is awesome. Sorry, Dad. I couldn't be a doctor, Dad. Why did I let her get that abortion? What does the last part have to do with it? Why did I let her get that abortion? Oh, because then that's what turns you to drugs? Insert most ridiculous comment. I have learned to cut, eat, do drugs from his podcast. Oh, you guys. Anyway, they're all really funny. Thank you very much for doing it. And keep them coming. The more ridiculous, the better. Ari loves big black dick. That's an obvious one. I have a poem or two in here. And if you're bored, go fucking read them. The one with the hooker was my favorite. Well, that's pretty boring, actually. That wasn't very funny at all. I gave you 5 stars, but I only wanted to give you 1, but I didn't want to Jew you over. Anyway, keep doing them, you guys. Go to the iTunes page, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. What? Why did I have to say I don't know what it is by now. Idiot face. Okay, so for shows, I'll just tell you these. The Stress Factory, I'm doing it August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in New Jersey, in like Birmingham, New Jersey, or Burlington, New Jersey, something with a B. If I wasn't so tired, I'd remember. And then before that, I'm doing a couple spots in New York, just workout spots. They'll just be like short ones. But if you want, on the 30th and 31st, I'll be at Stand Up New York on the 11 o'clock show. There'll probably be more, but those are the first two that came in. So if you're in the city, come down for that. Maybe I'll interview my friend David Mark about some shit that I can't say yet until he gives me permission to interview him for it. people and their secrets. People and their secrets. and at the Stress Factory, I'll be with Kurt Metzger. He's one of the best comics in the country. So he's featuring for me as he gets ready for his hour special on Comedy Central. So seriously, it's going to be a great goddamn show. Whatever the price is for the tickets, hopefully they're not much above 20. They're worth like 29 or 30 now that Kurt is involved in the show. God, how am I going to follow that guy? He's so fucking good. Anyway, And then before that, I'll be in Montreal doing my storyteller show. Six nights, six shows, starting Monday night, the 23rd. It's a Shroomfest recap show where I expect everyone in the audience to be on mushrooms. Please be on mushrooms. And then the 24th through the 28th, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, every night at midnight at Cafe Cleopatra on Boulevard Saint-Laurent. You see that, how I did that Frenchy way? It's a tranny strip club right across from Club Soda. Come there every night at midnight. That's the place to be. And every lineup is different, so it's going to be fucking sweet and different. So just plan to be there every single night. It's part of Zoo Fest. I don't know how to get tickets. Go to hahaha.com. That's a Just for Laughs website. And then I think you can just get tickets. Or if you're part of Zoo Fest, you can reserve tickets without buying. I think you just buy one for all of Zoo Fest and you get. So if you're going to come to like all six shows, I would just get a Zoo Fest pass and go to that. And then you can also do some like one-man shows shit. Maria Bamford did one last year. Maybe Marin will do another one this year. Anyway, but I'll be in Montreal. So come out. Say hi if you're out there. I'll be probably doing other shows too. But those are the shows you should come to. And then sponsors, go to visit my sponsors. You guys have all been doing a great job at it. Go to Amazon.com. If you're going to shop, you should shop on Amazon. That's not even for my sponsors. Don't, even if you're not going to do it through me, as a listener of this podcast, I'm giving you guys something for free. And this is it. Jew knowledge. Don't buy stuff not on Amazon. It's cheaper and you don't pay tax. The man doesn't get his 8.25% or whatever fucking state you're in. The man being Jesus. Or Obama or whoever gets our tax money. The Rothschilds, whatever it is. You should just do that. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. Don't spend money. Just shop there. Don't spend extra cash. Well, first of all, steal. If that's your, if you can, steal. Always steal. If you can shoplift, shoplift. If you can BitTorrent songs or movies, absolutely do that. It's super easy to do. If you don't know how, go to views, VUZE.com. Or they might have changed. No, it's still views. VUZE.com and then just load up. If you have a Mac, you'll never catch a virus. If you have a PC, eat shit and die because you're going to get a virus. But what was I going to say about that? Oh, yeah, absolutely, just steal. But if you're not going to steal, if you have some moral obligation, then shop through Amazon.com because it's cheaper. Whatever you're going to buy, whether it be toothpaste, fucking do a red laser screenshot of that shit on your iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, seriously, get with the times. And if you're like, why does everyone say iPhones are better? Because they're better. Because they're better. And once you find one, once you're on it, you'll know. And we'll welcome you. And we won't hold it against you, all the bad things you said about iPhones. We'll welcome you with open arms. Because that's the kind of people iPhone people are. We're welcoming. We're inclusive and we're a part of a community and you can be part of it. And if you're in that community, go to redlaser.com and fucking flash the barcode on something and it'll just tell you where to find it cheaper online. Or go to amazon.com and it'll tell you if you have that same product and it'll just show up at your house in fucking a week with no taxes and cheaper money anyway. And if you're going to go to Amazon, go through my website. Go to arishafir.com, or if you can't spell that, go to arithegreat.com. And if you can't spell that, you're either one of my six fans in Mexico. Oh, more people came in from Mexico. I did shows in San Diego, and I have the one Mexican fan from Tijuana, and the word is spreading like a virus, like a herpetic virus on someone's dick. It's spreading. So now I have at least four fans. Oh, no, at least three. One guy and then two other people. At least three fans in Mexico. And soon they'll get internet, and they won't have to get the transcripts of this show. They can actually listen to it. Boom! Still funny, even though I'm swamped with work. By the way, Comic-Con, if you guys have ever gone, I went. I didn't go to the actual Comic-Con. I just walked around because we had shows down there. I just went on vacation. I just took a nice vacation. I took a girl, fucking got away from shit for a while, and I just fucking relaxed by the beach, went to SeaWorld. Fucked, obviously. Otherwise, there's no way I can bring a girl if I can't fuck. It was just a fun, relaxing time. And it's kind of my first vacation in a long time, although I still did three shows while I was there. So I wouldn't call it a full vacation. But it was a lot of fun. But here's what I saw at Comic-Con. And I'm sorry if you guys don't like this fucking intro shit, but it's funny to me. So fucking relax. Oh, go to Amazon.com to my website, Ari the Great. And on the right, there's a banner that says Amazon. And if you click on that and then go to Amazon, then they give me cash back. So that's a way to support this show if you want to. If you want to support it, that's a way to do it. Do your regular shopping on Amazon and then click one extra click to my website. You can also see all my dates there, and you can shop for shit from my store. There's two things, a t-shirt and there's a grinder. And you can also join the forum. You should totally join the forum. It's like a little community we're growing. Kind of like the iPhone community, but smaller and more distinct. Anyway, Comic-Con was cool. I sat and drank fucking whatever. What are those things called with orange juice and champagne? I drank a couple of those on a sidewalk cafe. And then I just sat and watched the freaks. It was through glass and stuff. So we just watched the freaks. It was fucking awesome. And here's my favorite. Here's my favorite. Whenever I go to anything, my favorite thing is the Jesus freaks. The Jesus freaks invade everywhere. They come to the Gay Pride Parade in Los Angeles, West Hollywood. I love them because, like, who's listening to your message here? You're screaming out, you're all going to hell. Fucking God hates fags and all that shit. And, like, you're talking to the fags that God hates. They're not going to listen to you. They're busy blowing other dudes and sticking other dudes' penises into their assholes, and then whatever lesbians do, because they're not part of the argument. But anyway, they have them there. They had them at Mardi Gras. When I went to Mardi Gras, there were two types of Jesus freaks at Mardi Gras. Two types. And they're both very different. They both love Jesus, I guess, but they're both different. One is a type of Jesus freak who stands at the very, very top of Bourbon Street, right before you go into all the madness. And he's there, and he's wearing nice clothes, a tie, and a button-down short-sleeve shirt, and no jacket. And he is just handing out pamphlets about a church. And he's saying, hey, if you guys want tomorrow, we're having service at 11:45 a.m., maybe 12. And that way, if you wake up, and you have a needle sticking out of your arm, and you have four penises in your mouth, and I don't know what else would happen that's against Jesus. Is that it? Just drugs and homosexuality? What else can you do? Oh, gluttony. Let's say you have a burger coming out of your asshole. Then if you happen to wake up and you have this card, you're like, oh, I got to change my life. And you spit the dicks out and you shit out the burger. You got, I got to change my life. And you look into your pocket and you find this pamphlet and it says, hey, prayer service, all welcome, noon, on Friday afternoon, on Friday day. You'd be like, you know what? I might go to that. And I think that could actually have an effect. I think it might actually turn some people's lives around after they had the time of their lives. The other type of Jesus freak is a type that goes right to the middle of Bourbon Street. And they bring with them a giant wooden cross. And they like to yell, you're all going to hell. If your parents could see you now, they would be embarrassed. And shit like that. And they just scream. They just scream at everyone and look down on them. And people just laugh at them. It's almost like a character, but I think they're pretty real. Anyway, Jesus freaks entertained the fuck out of me. But what I saw at Comic-Con was I saw a bunch of Jesus freaks with their signs right outside Comic-Con, right before you cross the street and get into the convention center. Comic-Con's in San Diego, if you don't know. It's a big comic book convention. And it's really no longer about comic books. It's just all nerd shit. So sci-fi, cartoons, anything. So they stand out there with the signs, praising Jesus and stuff like that. And then the funny thing is the nerds have co-opted that. And what they'll do is they'll bring their own signs praising the comic book gods. And they have signs like Galactus is nigh. And Zoid will, what is it? Zoid, praise Zoid? No, it was like something like Zoid will judge you or something like that. Anyways, they just stood right next to the Jesus freaks and just did their thing. And I fucking love it. I fucking love creative shit like that. Just common creative shit. Anyway, kudos, nerds in San Diego. Kudos. Oh, this battery's about to run out. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in. Keep coming Keep coming with the comments on the iTunes page. Ari Shapiro Skeptic Tank on iTunes. The more ridiculous, the better. I'll laugh like crazy at them. Just keep leaving comments. It's fucking ridiculous, and I love it. Thank you very much. And enjoy Ari Shapiro Skeptic Tank, episode 68, part B. Don't run out. With Al Jackson, colored people, B, or the blackness, or whatever. Just fucking listen. It's a black person. You owe it to them.
I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me? When I saw you kicking dirt in my eye, hey, hey. But you're
Sorry, batteries went off.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Nothing you can do. Except take a Sour Patch Kids break.
Yeah, grown men.
Devouring this patch.
Age totals are 70 plus. Murdering Sour Patch Kids.
Murdering. Do you ever bite the heads off anymore?
Nah.
But you used to, right?
Yeah.
Right? When do we use those?
There's like a weird... What, did you play by yourself as a little kid?
Oh, sure. With toys, with dolls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was like... I don't know if I
fought them against each other.
Yeah. I could do that for hours. Do you think your imagination just goes away as you get older? Or you just become smarter and you're like, that's stupid?
And it goes away. I just stop using it.
Yeah.
This is what Peter Pan's all about?
I don't know. I don't even know what... I never saw shit like that. I don't know if my parents neglected me. I don't even know what Peter Pan was about.
Where'd you grow up? Rich? Poor?
Cleveland? No. Not rich, not poor. My parents worked. My mom was a social worker for a while. Mm-hmm. And then she started doing her own business. And my dad was like a lawyer.
Okay. So upper middle class?
Middle.
Middle to upper middle?
Middle to upper middle, yeah.
Middle to lower middle?
No.
No, middle to upper middle.
Yeah, middle to upper middle, yeah.
My parents were middle, but they, for a while, they were like lower middle, and then just pretended they were middle class.
Yeah.
You know, and like just had no money left.
Yeah.
Always, and then eventually became like full middle to like, and then they lived like upper middle.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
You want to blend in with the people around you, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess it worked out until now, where they have no money to retire on.
Holy shit. Why'd that happen?
Just, you know, poor planning over the years.
Money, oh, I thought they got Madoffed.
No.
Yeah.
Just didn't have enough money to save up. Had to spend money on the family as it goes.
Damn, man. Just the idea that, like, there might not be any retirement. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if comics think about that, but you're right, man. I mean,
comics don't think about it. Or insurance.
Yeah. Insurance. And it's like, dude, you don't want to be 55 still, like, on the road. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do at that point?
Yeah.
You know? Except get booked less and less in worse and worse rooms, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. I look at that sometimes at the future. I'm like, what could be the possibility? Like when I say, like, put yourself in the position of another guy. Like, look who's come before you. Which 55-year-olds are out there having a great time, making more money than ever, playing to better crowds than ever? You see any? Dom Herrera is still at least out there.
Yeah.
There's no way he's making the same money he did back then.
Right.
I don't know. And he's like the best one.
Yeah. He's best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad life, actually. That guy's got plenty of cash. He does stand-up comedy, writes new jokes.
Right.
It's actually a bad case for best case scenario, because it's actually like pretty...
I'm sure if you ask Dom will tell you he'd want to be bigger.
Yeah, but so was Gary Shandling. He was always jealous he wasn't Seinfeld. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be bigger. But whatever. Hold on. Let me get back to this Black Ship.
Okay.
When you see Black entertainment, do you get angry or do you enjoy it? Because it's the worst pieces of shit things ever.
When you talk about the
television with Black people, movies for Black people, movies like Soul, because there are movies, just like there's Black music, there's Black movies also.
Right.
It's clearly made for a Black audience.
Right. Well, I think that, again, you look at... We were talking about earlier where your television is a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what people watch for whatever reason. You know, the shows on BET are pretty uniform.
I'm talking about the shows on like whatever UPN and WB have become, the CW.
Yeah,
shows like that.
But that's kind of like low level comedy. Not, yeah, that's kind of like on the same level as like what Cops is for white people,
right?
Just like lowest level, like here, watch these poor people get, you know, get assaulted. Basically, when you talk about like what BET shows and what even like if you watch, you can kind of see VH1 is kind of skewing urban now.
Oh,
you know,
really?
if you look at like what they put on, they have Basketball Wives. They used to have like. The T.O. show and, you know, the Ocho Cinco show. And most of their shows are all Black. They're evening shows.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a market for that. Like, there's Love and Basketball, you know, which is basically Anthony's wife, I think, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So
why are these basketball players letting their wives do this shit?
I think that's crazy.
It's a madness.
Like, your wife could potentially... If let's say...
you so much embarrassment. And that's what they want. They want her... best case for them is that she'll do something which will cause you embarrassment.
What if you? What if you're Ari Shafir, a pro basketball player?
Yeah.
You send your wife on that, and she drops an N-bomb raid on national TV.
Oh,
now you're on the road in Milwaukee, and you have 99 cameras in your face. Like, did you know your wife is it's like, what good could come out of that?
None.
You know, for the athlete, I'm surprised. Maybe that's why
I want to tell the girls, like, hey, what are you doing? We have plenty of money.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We don't need this.
It's the obsession with fame, homie. Obsession.
Is it Clint Eastwood is going to do something? His family?
His family's on. He's got a reality.
Reality show, but that's
it. And it's just like their dad still. Did you know, like, he wrote the score for, like, Unforgiven?
What?
Like,
really?
Yes.
Clint Eastwood?
Yes. He writes the scores for all the movies that he does.
Really?
Yes. He's a savant. And you watch the Eastwood family, and I've seen, like, you know, just a couple previews, and they're just goofy broads.
Really?
You know, just shopping and can't park the Range Rover, and somebody forgot the cat, you know, just whatever goofy reality show stuff they have. But it's like, do you know that your dad's a genius?
Yeah.
And you're...
Yeah, exactly. And you're just...
And you're just wandering around. Yeah, you have no interest. I would be like, hey,
Dad... probably married some dummy.
Yeah.
Probably married some dumb girl. Which is fine. He probably was like, she was nice to him, and he really liked hanging out with her.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I mean, she's dumb. And
yeah.
Kids are going to be...
It really didn't look like she'd be the kind of woman that's going to, like, intellectually challenge him.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe some guys like that. I don't know.
But there's a lot of black entertainment. Anything that what's-his-name does.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the writing, the dialogue is less believable. It's just the plot lines are ridiculous. They have worse actors in those things. In major sitcoms, on regular television shows.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, the level there almost, and it's, I know it's a lot of white writers, so it's
right.
Like, and producers, so it's like the level that they're giving you guys is just crap. There's nothing quality in that. Since the Wayans brothers, that was an okay show.
Right.
I like that. But since that, and Martin was made for everybody.
Right.
Martin wasn't made for just for black people.
Right.
But like, those two, I guess. Cosby Show was made for everybody. That's not black entertainment.
Right, that was not considered black entertainment.
But, like, what? It's terrible. I get almost angry on behalf of you guys.
Yeah. It's just, like, I think that there's... The thing that you have to watch out for is, like, I think that there's a lot of black people that aren't really into that, that don't watch that. But the people that do are diehards. It's kind of like uh-huh. Me being like, oh, all white people like Lady Gaga. No, they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Diehard whites like...
But her fans are... pretty loyal, you know.
Right.
I think there are a lot of black people that, you know, for whatever reason, some people don't like the Tyler Perry stuff. I've never seen it, so I don't comment. You know what I'm saying?
It just looks bad. It just looks but shittier than anything Hollywood.
I think when you're trying to talk to people on an extremely baseline level, it for somebody like you or me that's watched a lot of movies and tried to analyze and break them down, when you just see it's just a pretty simple love story.
Yeah,
it's just like I saw a preview of one. It was like this single black mom, and like the bus driver pulled up and opened the door, and it was Shamar Moore, who's like this male model. I'm like, okay, right there. I'm sure this dude would be driving the bus, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, and of course, like, she's a single mom, yeah, and he's a hardworking guy, and they're gonna hook up or whatever. But it's like,
You know,
maybe that's just like, that's enough for some people. Like, they're like, that's cool.
I just kind of realized this right now as I thought about it, because I'm like, I was just thinking, like, what other types of, like, for people entertainment are there?
Yeah.
You know, and like, Lifetime is for women.
Yeah.
And those shows are also really terrible.
Really poorly done.
Jewish. Jewish.
Cheesy plot lines.
Like,
yeah.
Jewish entertainment. That's even worse. That's even like way lower.
What's Jewish entertainment?
It's just like... It's like they have to go so Jewish, but none of us really relate to Judaism that way anymore.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that just like the old way?
Yeah. So it's like it'll be all klezmer music, and it's like there's nothing you can really do. It just... They would have to try to modernize it, which is like two regular Jews dating or something.
Right.
But they don't do that. They have to make sure it looks Jewish.
Why hasn't anybody done that?
Just they should.
I think that'd be a... be a market for that. Just I think because I kind of notice that when I watch comics on stage, and they're white guys like, hey, what's up, bro? And I'm like, I don't know white dudes that talk like that.
Yeah,
I think it's just time to usher in a new understanding of like what our society is.
We're a great society now.
Yeah, and it's like there's there's still like these old stereotypes, like, so my white friend and then my black friend, he's like, yo, yo, yo. It's like, no, he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, can
all
we
prison
just,
rape jokes.
Yeah, like, can we just talk like we fucking talk?
Yeah.
You know, like, can we please, you know, just start to introduce like a little, like a, you know, usher in like a new honesty. Like, this is kind of what's going on right now. People at least have to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just every white guy's like, I can't dance and
do you
I've
feel
got
black?
Do I feel black?
I mean, I'm just thinking my Judaism. I don't, until I think about it, I don't think about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It doesn't, if I have to put this pillow away or I got to clean my apartment or I got to go, whatever I got to do during the day, yeah. I don't relate to that as a Jew almost at all.
I feel the exact same way. I don't think about it, but I'm aware of it. Uh-huh. You know, I'm aware of it, like, sometimes, like,
if
like
I saw a rabbi on a billboard, though, I'll take a special note.
You'll be like, hey, there's one.
Exactly. I'll really look. Do you do that with black people on stuff?
I'll do. You know what? I will. When I'm very aware of it, is sometimes like when I'm walking down the street and like there's a I'm gonna have to be like in a weird close space with a white woman.
Yeah.
I'll definitely back up a little bit
because you're like.
Yeah, because I do realize she's like, yo, there's a fucking bigger black dude here, and there's a point to. You know, if she's 5 feet or whatever, even if she's not white, whatever race she is, just, you know, it's a small woman and a big guy. She doesn't fucking know me. She doesn't know I'm a fucking stand-up comic with dick jokes. She doesn't know who the fuck I am. You know, there's got to be, you know, so if you can alleviate any pressure, like, I will try and
I always do
back
that.
Up. Yeah.
When I'm on a subway, like, late at night, and it's just, like, me and a woman get off,
uh-huh.
I automatically assume she thinks I'm going to rape her.
Yeah. Like, there's no
she's
reason.
She's got to be thinking about it. I'm thinking... Not about doing it, but yeah. Like, I know that's how there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a major thing. So I don't know. I think I am aware of it, but I think I'm like you. I'm kind of going through my day and I'm in my head. I never, I rarely stop and be like, I'm a proud black man. Like what? I'm proud of things I've done, but like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You know, like you're proud to be something that.
Do you ever get that? The proud black man thing?
I'm just like a proud man. I don't never. Like, what is that? I wasn't, because, you know, you can't control. Doug
but
Stanhope,
you do relate to you being a man more.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I heard Stanhope say something one time. It was, like, really interesting. He was like, you know, you can't be proud of something that you had no control of. Like, you're
none
born
control,
black.
None. Where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm proud to be black, but I'm not, like, sometimes, like, when I see other cultures, like, I am proud to be Haitian, and here's my Haitian flag, and I'm like... That's cool. I as a black American, I never experienced that.
Yeah.
But people from other countries seem genuinely proud to be where they're from, and they'll have a day where they fucking, it's this flag day, and like, you know, they're in the streets honking and shit. Like, I couldn't imagine being that proud of.
Maybe if you lived in another place.
Yeah.
Still think you wouldn't even want to talk to them much, the other Americans. If they had an American day, you're like, you're going to go?
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing. Yeah,
probably not.
That'd be embarrassing. Yeah, but like I feel
when
like
there's money in the situation, then I feel the same way. I feel like just a little bit more like eyes are on me.
Yeah,
you know, just because I'm aware of the stereotypes.
Right.
Like tipping when tipping comes, it's like I feel like I got to compensate.
Right. Oh, definitely, I do that. And I'll tell you this: this is
black people are so terrible at tipping
this,
too.
This That's is a thing, and it's funny because my homies and I talk about this shit. You know, we're out and whatever.
Yeah.
And. Dude, there is, in the service industry, black women treat waitresses so bad. My wife was a waitress.
Really?
Obviously, like, working in comedy clubs, all my friends are waitresses and shit like that. Or we're waitresses coming up. And I don't know what it is, man.
Is it their one chance to talk down to someone? So they're taking it?
I don't know. It might be. My homie called me. He called me while I was happening. He's like, dude, I'm at an outdoor cafe. In West Palm, and he was like, these black women are brutalizing this waitress to the point where my homie who's black said he left the chick like an extra 20, like, sorry about that.
Sorry
like,
about my people.
Yeah, he just you know, it's just like, but it's bad, and I don't know what that is, but it's definitely a thing.
Yeah, I've seen it
too. And you're lying to yourself, and I mean, I would say that
it's such an overt talking down to them. It's not even like a little bit like acting like you're better.
Yeah, it's...
It's not looking them in the eyes. It's like, do you even know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Hurry up.
It's really fucked up. It's a definite thing. And it's like one of those things that no one talks about. It's like, man, and not everybody, but it's enough where it's like we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've fucking seen it, and I don't know what that is. I mean, maybe it is the...
And that stuff sort of embarrasses you, though.
It's very embarrassing. First of all, because I've been a waiter, and I know what that's like when you've been on your feet for 8 hours for somebody to just be shitty to you.
Yeah.
And, like, do you know what it's like for somebody to order food without looking at you? Like, it's really disrespectful, dude.
Really?
It makes you feel like shit, dude. Yeah, some people just, like, look down and just... I'll have the lobster and just hand you the menu like they're putting some out of a car window.
Really?
You know, yeah, like, yeah, just really... dude, people can really make you feel shitty. And it's weird that, like, waitresses get the brunt of that. They get the brunt... like, the hardest working people in the spot, you know?
They're backed up in the kitchen. It's
Yeah, dude. So yeah, that's definitely a thing. I mean, there's a lot of things that I just wish black culture would tighten up on, because I feel like we're
like
such.
What?
Oh no, I feel like our relationships and the way we develop in our adult lives is like, and this is me included. It's so chaotic, you know. I feel like everything is like, it's just this passion to be a baller and this passion to achieve things at such a young age, instead of like kind of pacing out life.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything is rushed. Like when you listen to kids that are trying to hustle and doing this, and they're like, hey man, I'm trying to make that money to get why are you trying to make that money at 14
in a quick way? Yeah,
like it's not this like I want to start going to a math and science camp in the seventh grade so I can get a scholarship.
Better myself, yeah.
And then, you know, maybe when I'm 30, I can have two PhDs. It's not that. It's just like...
It's to live like a ball as soon as possible.
But, like, right now, today, it's a weird thing where it's just like, you know, and I don't know where that comes from, because I didn't have that. I think...
Your father was a lawyer.
My dad was a lawyer.
So you were, like, calm about those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. Trying to, it's like that desire to like seem like things are going well and whatever it takes to get that as soon as possible.
Right.
And that's what bling is too, I guess. Yeah. Showing everybody, hey, see, I'm doing good. And that's what the Hennessy is.
Yeah. Everything's like, look, I'm doing okay over here. As opposed to being like, hey, I'm going to rewear these jeans this summer so I can save up and do this. It's like,
it's not valued in black culture.
That's
much,
not that the immediacy of just like, I'm making money. And that's why they look at like the Making It Rain.
Yeah.
You're throwing thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars these guys
for
are spending.
For what? So you can seem like a king for a day?
So you can let other people in the neighborhood know that you can throw money around.
And even people, right, that guy, they call it nigger rich. Where
that's
it's like,
what it is.
Where it's like, you don't even know how to have this money.
Yeah. And it's an institutional thing where you hit it on the head like we don't. I mean, you got to think we're only three generations away from slavery.
Yeah.
Maybe three solid generations.
My uncle remembers segregation. My uncle told me like when the cable cars were going where he lived, he goes, yeah, the black people had to sit in the back. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm sure your uncle's not fucking 400 years old.
No, exactly. It's just...
So like, yeah, we don't... It hasn't been indoctrinated in our culture yet. Like, this is how you handle wealth.
Yeah.
This is how you handle your relationships. This is how you keep things in-house.
My friend David Taylor says that what you'll always see in a rap video is because them bragging about their wealth. So you see a bunch of hot cars, and they're always eating cereal, because when they form their opinion of like what I'm going to be when I have everything, it's all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat sugar cereal all day long.
Yeah.
When you're 9 or whatever it is, you decide like that's going to be what I want. And that's what you go out and get. Hot girls, I guess, just big booty girls, and look at me in front of a mansion.
It's a state of arrested development for a lot of grown men.
You want to live like Elvis Presley immediately instead of like... Should I just buy a home? How about that? How about a 3-bedroom home? That's nobody's dream.
You all go by what's valued and what's currency. And your currency is to be able to show people you have money and you have power.
So where's the connection between this and race and slavery? Or this and segregation, at least?
I think you had the destruction of the black family.
Yeah.
Right after slavery. Drugs.
Drugs hurt a lot.
I think also another thing with black culture that like it helped us and hurt us is I think that a lot of black people are very, very, very into the church.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that,
I think they didn't rise up enough.
Yeah, it limits when you base your culture around the church, it limits your ability to adapt to things and how to confront things. That's why things like you know, like gay marriage is like a huge no-no, and things like that. Like
because of the relation to the church.
Yeah, it's all church-based. You know, it, everything is church-based, and it's like it makes it difficult to confront issues that should have been talked about. There's things. Mm-hmm. It's like if you look at the whole Trayvon Martin thing. There's this big. All you hear about is Trayvon Martin. But it's like I don't think people realize that this year so far there have been more. Last month there were 70 more murders in Chicago than there were in Afghanistan.
Whoa!
Last month,
whoa.
I think 150 people died in Afghanistan last month, and 221 of people have died in Chicago. Young black men, but no one's talking about this. Everybody's talking about Trayvon Martin because it's like, well, this is something we can all get behind. It's like, right, like, is this George Zimmerman ever going to be a threat to anybody ever? No.
Mm-hmm.
But black men are fucking shooting themselves and killing each other in incredible rates, and no one's discussing it because that's the hard conversation. I think that black society, we have to start having some very difficult conversations about it goes back to like when you talk about just the different races, you talk about rap videos, you don't like the hypersexualization of black women. It's kind of like making our women look like whores, and we even refer to them as bitches and hoes, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I love that music, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying like that's what it is. Whereas like when you watch an Indian music video, or you know, a music video from Europe or wherever, or Canada or something, or you know, whatever genre of music, country music, like when they like a woman, when Keith Strait or somebody, one of those guys likes a woman in a video, like she's looks like a woman, you know, she didn't look like a whore.
Yeah, she's coming out of like
a
place.
And you're
meets
pouring
her bar,
something on her ass.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
she's smiling and
yeah,
talks.
It's like this is what a beautiful woman of our race looks like, and this is how we treat her, and that's kind of what the song. And then like you look at the rap videos with black women, it's like you know,
that's still about when you're young and form these ideas. Like I don't I'm not going to give a fuck about girls.
Yeah.
And their feelings.
Yeah, it's
you just
like
objects
yeah,
that you're
fuck them and get them out, and it's a lot of
good.
Of that. It's not good, and it's insidious, and it fucking gets into the way people think.
Yeah, everyone starts feeling like that's the way I'm supposed to act and talk.
Yep. And if you don't, you're white, and you don't want that. So, you know, you just go along with the shit, and you're just, you know, that's why I like...
Why is white such an insult to the black culture?
I think that shit goes back to just, like, Uncle Tom shit. You know, that was, like, a big... I mean, if you think about the way Ali tried to fight Joe Frazier, Ali kept calling him an Uncle Tom.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big thing. That's why that was such a big fight. It's like Joe Frazier represented white America to black people, even though Joe Frazier's parents were sharecroppers. Like Joe Frazier was the blackest man ever.
Yeah.
You know, like but Ali spun it through media that I'm the young Muslim people man. Champ, and this guy's the white man's, you know, and it was like that was like
just two black guys.
Yeah, two black guys. Like Joe Frazier's like family was like sharecroppers in Memphis. Like 1940, like they were very black.
Yeah.
Extremely black. So, you know, and it goes back, like when you call somebody an Uncle Tom, like that's to this day, like the ultimate.
And it's still supposed to be an insult.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
I don't know how often it's used, but.
You're right, right. But white is used as an insult.
Yeah. Like people tell me, like, you act white all the time. Well,
and you're like, oh, okay, I don't know what that means, but fine. Well, you know what it means, I guess, but like...
Yeah, I'm the same dude.
You're like, why is that bad or good? What are you talking about? Because I don't fit in exactly how I'm supposed to?
Yeah, I don't ever... I really have come to terms with my crazy over the last couple of years and
what
just like realizing that you have to know like you're a different kind of dude, Ari.
Oh, right.
You know, and I think I do too. And I'm very comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
Once you get there, like no matter what people say, it just doesn't bother them. I'm always gonna be me. I'm always the same dude in any situation, you know. But up until then, if somebody tells you act white, you're like, "Fuck, I don't want." That's not a good thing. That's not a compliment in black society at all. So, and I think like if you're not confident in yourself, like I could really fuck you up.
Sometimes you get an insult. Now I'm doing this. Now you're right. Where mm-hmm. someone's like. If that was lame, that was bad. Like, whoa, yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah.
It's just like, yes, we both saw it. I don't need anyone's approval, I guess.
It's a very freeing time. The older you get, like.
Freeing, you're right.
You just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, let's just talk this out and see where it goes.
That was lame. You tripped. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure looked foolish, huh?
Yeah.
I would have loved to seen it from your angle.
Yeah. Would you like to pursue this further? Yeah, man.
Oh, man. What? Yeah, black people and the homosexuality thing, I guess it's because of the church, but man, that was embarrassing.
It was bad.
Especially because Obama was running.
It was really bad, yeah. It was bad, and it's just, again, it's just a lack of, when you talk about not having that conversation, everybody black, there's a ton of gay black people.
10%? Just like,
you know, just like every fucking where. Yeah. And for us to pretend like we don't have gay people in our families is, again, a difficult conversation. That age, first of all, shouldn't be difficult. Like, of course, anymore. You have gay people in your fucking family. You have people in your family, there's going to be some gay ones. Like, you know, but we, the unwillingness to acknowledge things like that just means that there's a step that you'll never be able to make. And you're like your culture's evolution. Like, in order to start to understand what the fuck this life is.
So how long do you think till black culture, generation-wise, how many different, like, you know, people have to have kids until they sort of stop doing that?
Probably one or two. I mean, if you think about it now, I mean, it's going to be, because it's so okay to be gay now.
It's so fine. It's on popular media.
Yeah, my kids who are five are going to grow up with gay people in their life, like on TV. And, yeah, so they'll, you know, our next door neighbors might be gay.
That's,
and
my
it won't,
theory on how accents are going to go away.
Yeah.
We're going to have access to the same people talking the same way.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so like our kids, I think my son, he's four, almost five now. By the time he's 20, he'll be bored with it. Yeah. I mean, Glee is already, like, that'll be his, like, his first memories. I know he doesn't watch it, but, like, will be shows like Glee on, which is,
like,
you know,
normal. And
so
talk about it
imagine
sometimes.
15 years. I mean, it's like, it's not going to be a big deal. So maybe one or two generations.
Yeah, they were saying that in Canada. That's what I was going to say. They were saying in Canada, and he was like, you know, everyone in America says, like, it's going to be the end of society. He's like, hey, we've been up here for years.
Yeah.
They let him get married, and we're all totally cool.
Everybody's fine.
Churches are thriving. It's nothing's wrong.
Yeah. It's funny how church is just so dead set.
It doesn't change.
It's just they won't accept it. It's just like, I can't believe, first of all, sometimes with the church, I'm like, I can't believe you guys have the balls to say anything.
Yeah.
Like all the corruption and the fucking,
mm-hmm.
It's like, how dare you guys, like, sometimes, yeah, like, say, like, we've decided that, you know, a man's right to, you're like, well, are you guys even, do you guys know what the fuck you guys have been accused of? I would just be real quiet.
Yeah.
Hope no one pays. They got the balls to still, like, have an opinion on some shit.
They have allegiance from people. They just have devout allegiance from people. Just no matter what they do, and they're still going to be right there. Yeah. But, it was like, and it's like everyone's voting for Obama for, like, the idea of, like, you had to vote for Obama, right?
I did.
You pretty much have to as a black person.
You had to. Unless you're a black Republican. If you had a lot of money.
Even if you're black. Seems like that would be one where you wouldn't even care about party lines. Unless, right, if you had a shitload of money. Like, yeah. The guy who owns BET, maybe.
Yeah, just for business reasons. Because,
yeah.
You know, Obama comes in, he's going to murder you on taxes.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
done.
We're like, hey, look, I'm a billionaire. I already feel equal.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. Let's not go too far. Yeah, you had to. Was that a big moment when he won the election?
That was big.
What did you feel?
I was surprised that I was not alive to see it, but just this early.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were another 10 years away.
At least, it seemed, right?
Yeah, but Bush's last term, Bush literally...
So
like, you ever seen a motherfucker come into the finish line, they trip, and they stumble, and they fall, and they don't even make it to the finish line, and they just hit the ground? Like, the end of his presidency was just...
It was like the last part of Cool Runnings.
Yeah, he just really just didn't... He didn't do anything. The economy just fell to shit, and he just like, well, fuck
it. Out. Yeah, that's what we're talking about before. Just the quitting. Just like, I'm done. That's what running away as a father is.
Just rolled out, dude.
Just like, look, I'm not going to be able to do it right, so I'm just going to do nothing.
Yeah. That's why I think Obama's done a good job. I mean, the fucking shit's better. Because I don't know about you. Like, when I was touring, you know, during the last couple of years of, like, Bush,
yeah.
Dude, people were fucking broke, son.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could see it in attendance.
You could see it in attendance back, and, like, yeah. But, like, you know, people selling merch would be like, dude, I got $5. Like, literally, not even trying to, you know, just, like, broke motherfuckers, dude.
It's a lot more unemployed people.
Yeah, you hit those small towns like Toledo and shit like that, you know. Yeah. Like, sometimes when there's no work, like, there's no work.
And people, sometimes harder than others.
Yeah, dude. That Midwest, man, they fucking feel that shit, dude.
It was 15 and 20% unemployment in a lot of regions. 15 and 20%. That's not counting, like, kids, right? Do they count kids like that?
No.
They don't count kids.
Those are healthy eligible people to work.
Fuck. What happens? Everyone just got poor for a while. All the comics were cool because they were like, doesn't affect me really at all.
Yeah.
Except the clubs that are going to hire me, some of those are going out of business now. Yeah. But it really didn't affect us. We just sort of watched it from afar.
What club went out of business that you were sad about?
There's never been a club, I guess. The Laugh Stop, maybe.
Yeah.
But I never really got to play there in its prime, so it became like a trapper school before it was closed. It was just like, nah, things change.
Yeah.
Get a new manager. Somebody doesn't run it the same way.
Well.
I'm trying to think what clubs closed that I was. I've been happy about a lot of clubs that closed.
Really? Like which ones? All.
There was this place called the LA Cabaret in the Valley. It was the first club I've been banned from.
For what?
The comic was fucking doing shitty fucking joke book jokes. And it was so goddamn shitty. They made you buy a drink for $5. When you charge open micers, they don't have any money.
Oh, my God.
Open micers have no money. And to force you to buy a drink, it was like, dude, come on. We're barely getting by.
Yeah.
You know how it is. I'm living on 12 grand a year.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
They charge me for a drink every fucking Wednesday.
Wow.
And I get it. But like, no one's coming to watch you. It's like, well, all right. Then don't have the open mic.
Yeah.
Make money off comics.
Sucks, especially like our little shitty five. Do you need our fucking $5, you dirtbags?
Whenever wait staff want to buy my shirt or like comics, like, you know, because a lot of door guys are just comics and they're like, can I buy your shirt? It's 20. I'm like, I'll just give it to you for cost. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna charge you. It's like, I don't want to, I'm not supposed to make money off you.
Yeah,
that's the person I'm not supposed to make money off.
Yeah,
oh god, but what was I just saying? No idea.
No, I just played a club.
Oh, yeah.
That was strict with the drinks.
Yeah.
One drink and your meal's half off.
Oh.
And you kind of think like, well, they're not really serious. At the end of the night, dude, it was a fucking tab, like a comic.
Really?
A fucking tab, yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Unbelievable,
dude. Just like, please, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to drink you under the table. I'm not going to eat you under the table. But like, just give it all to me.
It's so
just give me some beers that when I want them, and I'll tip the bartender too.
Yeah, it's, dude,
it's costing you nothing. Don't be like
and
that.
And charging you the cost of the beer. Not even like,
oh really?
Like the beer would be like $5.49. Like,
dude, I'm not enjoying myself here. This is not where you're supposed to make your money.
Yeah.
$5.49.
Oh,
but I forgot what I was even talking about. How do you feel about affirmative action?
Is that? Well, I heard it's up for
debate again.
Yeah, that's the next big thing. Do you think it's still being employed?
Yeah, colleges definitely. But yeah, I think bigger companies. I think people get it wrong. I think people always think of affirmative action as, hey, we're going to pass up hiring this guy who's great at his job, does everything well. We're going to fire this idiot black dude that barely knows shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's not what it is. But here's what it is. If you have 10 jobs to give out, let's say you have 100 jobs to give out, and you've already given 90 to white people.
Yeah.
At that point, just look for some black guys who finished tops of their class.
Yeah.
Just find some of the good black guys.
Yeah.
It's rarely like you'll find a worse employee. Like, you'll have like 30 applicants and they're all have passed through. Like, these guys can all do this job.
Mm-hmm.
So who do we want to hire? It's, well, who's a family man or whatever it is. So at this point, you're like, hey, make up for being really shitty to black people for 250 years.
Right.
And then just try to let a few of them move up.
Right. And that's, you know.
But right, they already got all A's. They did the same.
Right. So, there's, and I mean, there is something to the point that, like, you know, there are a lot of white families that got a huge head start. You know, your family is six generations deep in wealth or owning their own business or whatever. Like, when you see something that's like, you know, since 1821, we've been making tires, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal.
I grew up next to John Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, his dad owned Amazon.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
John was rich.
Wow. That's that's next level rich.
Yeah.
That's almost like you can't use the word rich. That's not describing it.
That's like, you're like, I don't even understand.
Yeah, that you have to conceptualize how much money you have.
There's no John Amazon, by the way. I made that up. I don't know them at all. But if whoever does own Amazon is probably that level of rich.
I didn't think that there was a John Amazon, but I was like, I don't want to push it and look like an asshole.
You don't want to call me a liar right in my face.
I was like, I hope you're lying.
You have that look of like, what?
That's ridiculous.
It's on John. It's named after the Amazon or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, Amazon is my sponsor. If you go to Amazon.com, instead of that, go to AriShafir.com first and click on the banner and then go to Amazon.com and then they give me cash back.
That's fucking dope.
6%, I just found out.
Really?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah. 6%. If you make an order on Amazon, which you should be ordering on anyway, by the way, no taxes.
Exactly. Oh, really?
Everything you buy, you should be ordering from Amazon. Unless you need something right then. If you want a can of Coke.
Yeah.
Drink, obviously. But like,
do you drink soda at all anymore?
I've tried to cut down.
Yeah.
It's mostly water now.
That's what's up.
It's just bad for me.
You really do eat like an eighth grader.
Candy and
What kind of food are you eating?
I actually, when I'm in town, I eat like a whole food salad, like probably 8 of my meals a week.
Really?
Yeah. I got a gigantic one, go lunch, dinner combo on that like a lot.
Uh-huh.
But then always coming back to gummy situations.
Yeah.
At night and to fill out. But yeah, I get the nutrients from that. Yeah, I'm not fat. I stay in check. I like look at my weight all the time, make sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts, I'm like, all right, give up the ice cream.
What are you weighing now?
175.
And you're comfortable with that weight?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm 180 to 185. I'm okay, but I used to be like 225.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, let me keep it down a little bit.
Yeah.
To not.
See, I'm 215 now. I need to lose some weight.
Yeah. You got a belly.
Yeah, man.
When I was making fun of Patrick the other day, I looked at you and I was like, not out of the woods, exactly.
I gotta fucking work on that.
You're going to die soon. Plus, blacks are more susceptible to, like, heart disease, right?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that...
I guess so, yeah. I think that's right.
We have Tay-Sachs. I don't know. Everybody's got their thing.
Nice.
What else do black people have? There's a black people disease. What is that?
Sickle cell.
Sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a disease where your blood cells don't... instead of... being circles, they sickle like a Russian sickle, so it kind of look like a half moon.
Oh, really?
And they and first of all, it hurts like shit to go through your veins, but the thing is because they're shaped like little fucking, you know, hooks, so they clot and they can get stuck, you know, clog your arteries.
And it kills you as a child?
Yeah, you can die. And it's super painful.
You can survive it?
You can, I mean, no, it's like a chronic disease until you die from it.
Oh.
But I've had friends that have had friends that died from it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so weird having a black disease. It just struck black people.
Yeah. It's. I mean, well, you know.
Get out?
No, well, I don't think so. I think some things are, you know, regionally based. I don't know. I think it might be out of Africa. Because I think the sickle cell trait is used. I have a biology degree. I don't think people think I'm talking out of my ass. The sickle cell trait has, if you carry it but you don't have it, you just have half of it.
Yeah.
It's good because you can't get malaria, which is where it started in Africa, because it's necessary to have. But if you get two carriers to get together and have a baby, that's a problem.
Oh, right. That's how Tay-Sachs is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you and I are both carriers, we're like, they're just like, don't get married.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 4 chance your kid just dies this horrible of disease at like 12.
Really?
He's going to live. You're going to get used to him. But he's going to be in pain and horror. Like, just don't get married. What are you doing? Just don't do it. Adopt. Do something else.
Is it like kind of the standard thing to go check and see if you got Tay-Sachs?
It used to be a thing. Before you get married, you had to figure it. Because if you're a carrier and I'm not, our kids won't get it.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 2 chance that they're carriers.
Right.
And then they'll have to get, the worst is that they'll have to get tested about it. But.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's up with blacks and magic?
Magic?
Yeah. They're scared of it.
They're scared.
Yeah. Black people are scared of magic.
They're scared of magic.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Magic Johnson. I was like, I think he's beloved in the community.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Basketball overdoes the church, huh?
Yeah.
Because they're willing to accept magic after the AIDS stuff. And AIDS used to always be just
a gay
thing.
Remember they accepted him after they found out he wasn't gay. Remember, that was in the 90s when people were like more worried about gay. Everybody was like, he got AIDS. He must be gay. Yeah. That was the big thing. Not that even had the... Because if he just came out like, I got AIDS from fucking a lot of chicks, I think people would be like, I could see that.
How did Magic Johnson get AIDS?
He just said from a lot of unprotected sex. I think in the 80s, they were doing a lot of blow and just having a lot of unprotected sex. Like, orgies.
Like he probably fucked some... he probably fucked some dude who had AIDS.
Maybe he fucked a dude?
Probably. I mean, really, no basketball players have ever come out of the closet. I know Richard Pryor, that was always a rumor. He used to fuck Mooney. Not
really?
Gay, but it was like a sort of a thing in black culture too, where the homosexual, it's like you could, it's like prison mentality or something, where it's like you can fuck somebody and it's still sort of not gay.
I don't know about that.
Really?
I mean, I could see that mentality, that denial.
Uh-huh. That was a strong rumor about Pryor and and Mooney.
Really?
That was like a like sort of like an almost like a known thing.
Wow.
It was supposed to be at a party where Mooney was like bragging about all the Emmys that were on Pryor's mantle.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, Homer, I helped him write for that. I wrote that one myself. That was my idea." Or whatever. I do a terrible Mooney impression.
Yeah.
But then Richard Pryor heard that as it was coming out, and he goes, "Hey, did you tell him I fucked you in the ass right below that award?"
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway.
How many closeted comics do you think there are?
Less, but I know some. I know some that are out to their friends but won't come out to, like, public. They change their punchlines to, you know, girlfriends instead of boyfriends.
Yeah.
They just find it easier to just pretend to be straight.
Right.
I know a couple out here, yeah.
Wow. Do you think anybody would care?
Nobody really cares, but it's such a weird thing in your head.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to come out to be black.
Right.
It was just, you got your minority stamp.
Right.
But, like, you can sort of avoid it. You can just sort of not tell anybody, and then, like, and it's so embarrassing, and everyone's making, at 10, everyone's making gay jokes.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you just got to know.
Like, everyone's going to hate this. Yeah, and you start to know immediately, like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think I am one.
I think people might know, like, around 10 or 11. I think some kids know, yeah. It's just there. Like, I could see it with some of my students when I was teaching.
For like a year, and then like, oh, I get it now. I know what I am.
Yeah, and they just know it. And so I think some kids embrace it, because you do see kids, like, there's always a kid early that's playing with the girls, like, openly, like, I'm not playing football, motherfucker. Like, they early.
Yeah.
There's that kid. And then I think other guys denied and fight it.
It's hard. One of my best friends in college, gay Andrew, we just assumed he was gay. We used to always call him gay. And he was like, "Guys, I'm not gay. Totally stop it. Don't call me that." Like, all the time. But he was one of those, like, he was very effeminate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, junior year, he was like, we were, like, going to, like, get chicken after, like, you know, drinking or something. Like, we're going to Big Wings or Cluck You.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. And he's like, "Ari, I need to talk to you." I was like, "Okay." He got all worried, and he came out and told me he was gay. I was like, "Andrew, we knew 2 years ago. We all knew. You told us you weren't. We all knew and told you who you are. Just get in line for the chicken. We don't care.
No one cares."
My mom sat me down to tell me a friend's kid was gay.
Really?
She was like, "Ari, you need to sit down."
Like, you might get lightheaded again?
Yeah, exactly. And she started... I started laughing. She goes, "Ari, this is the problem. It's not funny." I'm like, "No, Mom, I'm laughing at you.
Oh.
You don't have to sit me down for this. Who cares?"
Yeah. I mean, that was like, you got to think, again, we're two generations away from, like, your dad kicking your ass, maybe killing you, and you never talking to anybody in your family for the rest of your living days.
But my dad met that guy, Gay Andrew,
and
had no idea he was gay, like, couldn't understand. And this is a guy who wears purple, like, all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, if everyone knows, but I think those don't even see what it is.
Yeah.
And now you see it, and you're like, "Oh, that's not bad. They're not going to do anything. That's a gay guy. He's not going to make anyone else like him."
I think they thought, like, gay guys were guys that, like, you know, would alter everything they have on, like, to have pink or something showing. It's like these effeminate, like, fucking 1930s gay guys. Like, "Hello, everyone." It's like, come on, guys.
My friend was afraid of coming out of the closet because he didn't want to develop a lisp, and he thought he would.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he didn't want to. He didn't want to get this lisp.
Wow.
He did a little bit, though.
Did he really?
Yeah, he got a little bit. He started hanging out with all those people. He started talking that way.
What?
It's like white guys that hang out with all black people.
It just is that
they start talking, like, in a real natural black way.
Wow. So he really got a lisp. That's kind of funny.
Just a light one, but yeah, it was there.
Yeah. Are you guys just as good as friends?
No, not at all.
What happened? Did he get into the gay community? And?
Well, I moved away. He was one of the last ones I stayed in touch with.
Uh-huh.
He hit on me hard when he got drunk all the time.
Did he really?
He'd make solid moves.
Do you think that was like...
aggressive. And it's like, "Get off me, Andrew."
Really? He'd be aggressive like that?
But it's like, whatever. I get it now. It was annoying then, but I get it now. It's like, oh, yeah, I do the same shit to women.
Yeah.
I go way too far because I really just want it.
But would you do that to a woman you knew was gay?
Oh, right. No, I would not.
Yeah. I think that's a little strange that you did that.
I might be like, "Come on, you know, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, wait till you see this dick."
Wouldn't that fucking turn you on to fucking have sex with a real deal lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are, like, clearly lesbian, like, they read as lesbian, but they're also pretty because they're, like, 23 or something.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, I would do you, Dyke. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Would it turn you on?
Oh, my God, yeah. I was, for a while, I was into, like, I used to try and get girls to watch me have sex with their girls.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Like, just friends, even if they weren't technically gay, just, like, I wanted to, like,
Have a girl watch you fuck another girl.
Yeah, but watch me fuck your friend.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
Why? Are you just into it?
I don't know. I kind of like that because it happened one time.
Not a three-way.
No, I mean, if the three-way happened, great. But, like, it happened one time where I was fucking this girl, and I looked over because they were both passed out of my room, and me and the one friend started fucking around, like, in the middle of the night, and I started fucking. And this, like, I mean, everybody's passed out with their clothes on. And I just looked over, and, like, in the middle of the night, and I could just see her eyeballs just, like, on me.
Looking?
Just, like, watching me fuck her girl. And it turned me on so much.
Wow.
And I kind of had a similar situation happen.
And it was just released to you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I was like,
there
yeah,
it,
get it. Just, like, open the door to him. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. And just, you know, the fact she didn't say, she didn't even join in. She just, like, watched me. Yeah. I, like, really dug that shit.
Wow.
I could see, like, myself being into that. You know what I'm saying? If I had the means, I would try and organize
it. Fuck a girl whose boyfriend is watching? Do that?
Nah, the dude would throw me off. I don't want any dudes in the room when I'm fucking.
Right.
Unless I could do, like, if me and you were in a twin bedroom, if you were fucking a girl on your bed, I could fuck a girl on my bed and be fine with that.
Oh, so it's like orgy-ish.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be cool with, like, you fucking jerking while I fuck this girl.
What if a guy? Have you ever had a guy say you can fuck my girl? I'll be downstairs at Denny's.
Yeah, never did that.
You didn't
No. But I got offered that. Or that happens a lot. There's a.
I did it once.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
Well, I didn't know he was waiting. I thought he just dropped her off, and we'd get her later, or she took separate cars or something. Yeah, he was waiting for her.
What?
Denny's, and it was one of those like epic fuck sections.
Yeah.
You know.
It was good.
It went for like 3 hours. She opened up a fetish for me. She told me to choke her.
Really?
And I was like, no, I really shouldn't. That's demeaning towards women. She goes, no, I like it. I'm like, all right, but I don't feel calm. And as soon as my fucking fingers wrapped around that neck and started squeezing, I got hard as a fucking rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm in. I'm all the way in. She let me beat the shit out of her, too.
Yeah.
Like, slap. She was like, harder. Slap harder. Full, like lean back to where you're.
Oh slap, my god!
And then bring it back with the backhand.
Oh my god!
And just loving it.
Damn.
Want me to choke her almost to unconscious?
Yeah.
When I was. Oh.
That just sounds like that. That's the beginning of a story that ends with you rolling her up in a rug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, there's a. I mean,
oh wait, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, she was waiting.
And
then she was like, "Oh yeah, he's downstairs." I was like, "What? Weird."
Yeah. Would you have still done it?
I don't know. Maybe it might have been too. I was on the border of doing it. They presented it so like matter of factly. Mm. I was like, really? I'm like, yeah. And then they like gave me.
Would you care if he watched?
Oh, I wouldn't. I'd be too scared. He's gonna rob me or something weird like that.
Yeah.
I'm always a little afraid of like, what could go wrong here?
I think about that all the time now. More on the road. It's just like,
who gets kidnapped?
Cause but I think about like how naive you are when you first get on the road. It's just like, I'm gonna ride with these people. Like, you don't know. I've gotten in the car with hundreds of people. I've never
one ever got in trouble for it.
Yeah.
So not naive.
But it's just like, how many risks did you get just getting in the car? I remember
being social with other human beings.
Yeah.
I think I don't do it anymore either. But I think I was way more social back then.
Yeah.
Social risk. Nothing ever bad happened to an MC or a feature that I've ever heard of. They didn't get in a car with anybody.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about that.
It's like taking such a risk. I'm like, what's the risk when they're undefeated in doing these stupid things for the last 40 years?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's got to be some comic that got robbed. Maybe not.
I don't know. I just would have heard about these things.
Yeah. That's very true. You
stop trusting at some point. You stop trusting people.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to bring this up, but didn't a comic get beat up pretty bad in Florida?
Mike Young?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I don't know him, so I don't
know. That was at a bar, though.
Yeah, was at a bar?
Yeah, talking to somebody's girl. He didn't take any chances.
Wow.
He was talking to a girl at a bar.
Yeah.
The boyfriend runs in. She was trying to make him jealous kind of thing, and it worked. And then he just went too far. Like, it's been 6 minutes now.
Yeah.
Stop. But it wasn't like him taking a needless chance.
Wow.
He was at the bar across the street from the club. That's allowed?
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so wait. So what did your girl do?
Which one?
The one.
Oh, the one that wanted me to.
Oh, so you had the girl watching. Then what was the other thing you were about to say?
Oh, well, I've had like, there's been a couple situations of like, I'll just see how far I can get girls to go. Have you had like a legit threesome?
No, I tried to set one up once.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Fort Lauderdale with Rogan.
Uh-huh.
And there was this girl, it was like this yoga girl that I was like, I think I can do this. I've never been great about getting late on the road.
Uh-huh.
Just barely okay.
Yeah.
And only lately barely okay. But I tried to get this one to come, but then her friend was there and her friend had a crush on her. And she wasn't gonna let her separate away.
Yeah.
And then at some point I just walked them both. I was like, hey, you guys wanna come into my room? And I remember walking past Rogan, he was sitting at one of those outside like restaurants there with people.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing, Ari? I was like, just giving something a try.
Yeah.
We'll see. Didn't happen.
What happened when you got up there?
I was able to make out with the one girl, the lesbianish girl,
uh-huh.
Got snooty.
Yeah.
And then she went to the bathroom. I was able to fully make out with the yoga girl.
Uh-huh.
But then the other one was like, I want to go. And then I was like, please come back.
Yeah.
You need to come back.
What did she expect what you guys were going to do when you got up to the room?
I thought maybe we'd all get involved. I didn't know how to get it started. How'd you get it started?
Like, mine got started because I was, man, this was years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
I'm on the road, and it was a Sunday show, and there was this girl, like, waiting at the show. She was, like, she was kind of my type, too. She's a tall girl. I like them tall. Tall chick waiting for me after the show, white chick.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, what are you doing after this? Let's hang out. So I'm telling her, I'm like, cool. So I go back. I go to get paid because it's Sunday, and these two chicks go, we're trying to hang out with you tonight. You need to ditch that chick. And so I have one guaranteed. I have one guaranteed and two girls that were kind of like that I hadn't had any contact with. And I'm like, damn, man, should I do it? So
okay, let me just be the voice of reason here.
Yeah.
You know you've heard this before.
Yeah.
You know you've heard this. One in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Dude,
this is that thing.
Every time. That's the way to go. Of course, I didn't do it this
always
time.
Always take the guaranteed. Always take the short end pussy.
So they're like, so what are you doing right now? I was like, I still got to go get paid, and like, uh-huh. It's still going to be another 20 minutes. And they're like, we're going to go to Denny's. We'll give you a call. So I'm like, cool. So I'm like, all right. So they're gone. So I'm like, I'll just fuck with this blonde, and we'll just do it like that. So, like, I get paid. I'm talking to the owner of the place, and I get a phone call from them, like, we're leaving Denny's. We're coming to get you now. So I'm like, okay.
Nice.
They come, pick me up. We go to our hotel. And it's so crazy because I kind of say the same thing, like, in a lot of cities. I'll be like, man, you know, I had a good time
in the
city.
What do they say to you? We should hang out?
They're just like, yeah, no, they're like, we're just going to hang out. We're going to come pick you up. Yeah, they were like, do you want anything?
So you still don't know if you're even getting late?
No, not at all, because they're not. This is the first thing that where I kind of realized something was going down. We were in the car. They picked me up, and I was like, man, you know, I had a good time here, man. You guys get crazy in the city. And one the girl driving, because there was one Asian one and one Mexican one.
Where is it?
This is in Texas.
Okay.
So the girl goes, well, how much would you love this city if I told you that me and her messed around? And I was like, okay. This is on the way.
You ride in England?
This is on my way to my hotel. So I'm like, okay. So I'm kind of looking, and I'm kind of trying to gauge it, because the Asian one had already told me she was like a lesbian, like a full, like, and okay. So I'm like, okay, she's kind of a little cold. I'm thinking she might be like your situation, like not, but she's going to let me fuck her girl.
And
so
yeah, I was like, she can join in too.
Yeah.
You get involved with me. Just
exactly.
Get to her, and I'll do my thing too.
So, of course, we get to my room, and this is just like, this is my whole life. I don't have a king size bed. I have two twin beds.
Oh, no.
Because I got there early, and they were like, we got twins ready. And I was like, fuck. God, I'm like, sleep. It's not going to be like I'm going to be having a threesome this weekend. So I walk into two fucking twin beds. So me and the Asian girl are kind of hugged up. We're sitting at the top of the bed, and her Mexican friend was sitting at the end of the bed. And she gets up to go to the bathroom. I was like, "I want you butt naked when you come out of this bathroom."
That's what you said.
I said that to the Mexican girl
before you had even made out.
Yeah, I ain't made out with her at all. And she looked at me like, "Motherfucker, is that all you got?" She came out and just fucking bra and panties. She just walks out, and I immediately like we just start making out.
And you,
fucking, we're just on it. And like,
this is the straight one.
Yeah, this is 100% straight one. So her friend is still kind of at the top of the bed, like where the pillow is.
What?
And me and this girl, like, she starts sucking me off. Like,
so you're letting it happen as the friend's watching.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
As the Asian chick watched, like, we're lighting blunts. You know, we're doing it up.
Wow.
So me and the Mexican girl, we start fucking. And while we're fucking you got to think we're at the end of the bed. So her friend's laying, you know, I'm standing up. Her friend's laying at the end of the bed. And the lesbian chick comes down and starts making out with her. You know what I'm saying? Can you visualize that? like, because she was at the top of the bed, so she came down and just kind of was like hanging, almost 69ing her, but kissing her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's still facing this way,
just leaning over.
Yeah, just leaning over. So like these chicks
are head tilted over the bed.
Because she was laying back on the bed. So the other one was just like tilted over a girl kissing her while I was fucking her and smoking a blunt. I was like, this is the best.
And smoking a blunt.
We were passing blunts. I cannot swear on anything that's holy, but like on our friendship, this is 100% true story.
Wow.
Smoke, passing blunts, drinking. Fucking. And so I ended up fucking the Asian chick too. And what?
Why? Because eventually she was like, put it in.
Yeah, they just like fucking put it in. What they let me do is I did the fucking world famous. I had both of them propped up at the end of the bed, and I was going back and forth, smoking a blunt. Like,
both like
asses in the air. Yeah, asses up like a bunny rabbit.
Wow.
Yeah, yo.
And just three times and moving over.
Yeah, and just moving over. And
did you ever get the stackers?
No, I didn't do the stackers. I didn't even know about that move.
Stackers is great because it's so close.
Yeah,
to
that's fucking really. But it was such a cool situation because like the Mexican chick, she had to go to work. This took place over the course of like the whole night. So she had to go get her car because her car was still at the comedy club.
Oh.
So we dropped her off at the comedy club. The other girl, the Asian chick, took me back to the hotel, fucked me again, and then drove me to the airport.
The Asian chick? The lesbian?
Yes.
The lesbian said, let's do this again?
Fucked again, and then she drove me to the airport. And I was like, greatest time ever.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's some trusting.
Son. And it was
wow.
And the thing is, later that day, that the blonde that I was messing with earlier, she sent me a text like, I fucked some guy tonight. It could have been you. Like, that. She sent me like that text.
She was so drunk?
I guess Matt.
Later.
Yeah, like I was like, you don't know the night I had.
Did you use a condom?
For some of it.
Then it just stopped. You just stopped
at some
point.
Just went away at some point. You know, it just like, it like once girls show they don't give a fuck.
And you're like, oh, I've been inside both of you. I don't know, you're blowing me, you took it off.
Yeah,
and then it's like you,
if anything's going to be passed, it's going to be passed.
I love that, where you get more trusting as the evening goes through. But it's like, they still haven't taken any tests in the meantime or anything. It's just, like, oh, you tell me by now. No.
Yeah. If something bad happened, I would have known by now. So.
Yeah.
It was.
I feel there was way more talk about being black, but I feel like we should wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. More threesome stories.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's 10 o'clock.
Is it?
No, my God.
Okay. Hey, say your website again on your Twitter.
Yo, Al Jackson Live, and my Twitter's Al Jackson Comedy. Stop laughing at my fucking long
Al
Twitter.
Jackson Comedy.
Yeah.
That was a great story, man. Fuck. Dude. I would love to. That would be amazing.
It was a real one.
And they just set it up for you. You didn't have to like really push it. It was like, oh, these girls told you they like to.
She made the comment in the car about how much more would you like it if you found out we fucked around. I was like, that kind of like my ears perked up. I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
like when a dog hears crinkling in the kitchen.
When I told her to go in there and get naked and she just had no reaction to that. She was just like, really? Like, that was like.
So you thought she's not coming out naked?
No, she was looking at me like, "Is that all you got, bitch?" Like she was waiting on
and
me.
You
to
haven't
jump something.
Even kissed.
Uh-oh.
Wow, that's that first move. That's so exciting. Like,
yeah,
is this gonna go.
Yeah,
they start leading in. You're like, I think I can. All right, I'm kissing.
Yeah, and that shit just went down. It just happened. Fuck. But it's like, if I had overthought that or tried to be like not romantic, but like funny or trying to crack some jokes, or actually, dude, if I come in and like turn the TV on, that's how you fuck shit up. Like, I never, when I'm trying to fuck with a girl.
Yeah, don't even turn the TV
on. Dude, never turn the TV on. Like, you gotta let, because I feel like the TV tells her you're gonna be here for a while. You know, like, settle in, we're gonna watch a little TV, drink a little bit, and then, so, like, when you turn, like, I just come in and turn my music on. That's the way to go. Just have your music on. Nothing romantic and cheesy. Just like
music.
Yeah, we're just gonna fucking hang out. And yeah, and just like we're gonna hang out, but we're gonna get right to it. My thing was like, and I always tell like dudes, what I used to do, like going up with girls, like going up the elevator, I'd usually try and plant a kiss on them right there.
You gotta know, you gotta put some sort of sexualization on it.
Yeah,
because otherwise, like,
yeah, we're not buddies.
Yeah,
we're not buddies.
And I don't want to be here 5 hours from now.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, but I wouldn't ask any dude back here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool. So
we
like,
both know what this is, so it's like, yeah, you just...
So if you're not going to be, I want to know right now.
Yeah, so if you don't like... And the thing is, it's like, there have been sometimes the girls like, hey, and I'm like, okay, and we'll still go to the room, but it's very like, I'll just go in and just take a shower and just like openly be like, you can leave anytime.
Yeah.
You know, not trying to be an asshole, but that's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I remember this one time with Bobby Lee, we were in San Diego a long time ago, and we said that if we were trying to get there in time to whatever, I think we had to buy pills.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to Tijuana. We're trying to get there fast, but there's this crazy traffic jam. It took like 8 hours to get there instead of two.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. And then we got there and they said, okay, tell you what, if we get laid tonight, we won't get hookers. We're just going to do spots in town. There was some Wednesday night room that was like real hot.
Yeah.
If we get laid, we won't get hookers tomorrow. But if we don't, we'll get hookers tomorrow. It's like, okay. And he goes, if either of us get laid, no hookers. All right, fine. So we found these two girls that worked at the Scripps Institute. Bobby ended up buying them enough drinks.
Yeah.
That they ditched whatever guys they're supposed to meet, came home with us. And the same thing, we're going up the steps of the hotel. Me and Bobby were sharing a room.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I didn't even touch this girl yet. So I had to like stop her and like kiss her in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then that was on. But then it got super weird with me making out with my girl on my bed and Bobby making out, trying to make out with his girl on his bed.
Mm.
And I kept hearing him go say lines like, can I just touch your arm? Can I just touch your arm? If I just touch your arm. And just like laughing, it's so fucking goofy.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of weird, but I'm like kissing and like into it. I'm like, I don't know how far we're going to go. But then Bobby says, hey, come with me. And he takes his girl and takes all the bedding off his bed and goes to the bathroom, the closet. It's humongous.
Yeah.
So then it's like the bed here, his bed over there. And he walks like it that way into the closet. And I was like, awesome. It's like big. The closet's like as big as like pretty much this, like from here to this room.
Okay.
And then I end up fucking that girl, the way uglier one.
She was way uglier.
Wait, but Bobby's buying the drinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just seemed like, obviously, you'll take the pretty one.
Yeah.
And that pretty one was really pretty.
Did he fuck her?
No. Not only did he fuck her, I was trying to be a gentleman later and say, like, I hadn't fucked mine. And he goes, that's bullshit, because when I tried and get on mine, she got too drunk and just said, don't even fucking touch me at some point, like about 3 minutes in after I got in that closet.
Yeah.
Through the grating... Like the fucking air grating opening.
Yeah.
He goes, I was staring and I was looking right up your bed. Like that was the view. And I was seeing your dick like from behind, from your legs going in and out of her vagina.
That's crazy.
He's like, so don't tell me that you didn't do it.
What?
I was like, oh, really? He goes, yeah, you're buying Denny's, by the way, on the way home.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. She was like all sick and don't touch me. He was like, I wonder how Ari's doing. I'm just
dude,
fucking.
I'll tell you this.
He just watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Obviously, like, I'm married now and shit.
Yeah.
But I was on the road and I had one of my homies. Like, I let him come crash with me. Like, because we got drunk one night. And so he brought this girl back. And my homie's like, he's one of the youngest guys I hang out with. He's like still in his like mid 20s.
Yeah.
And he brought this girl back. And I'll tell you this, man. Like, you still think, like, when you're 35 plus, like, you still fuck girls. Like, he brought this girl back. And he beat the shit out of this bitch. Like, to the point where, like, I'm laying there like, oh, my God. And I'm, like, trying to be good. Like, they thought I was asleep. So, it's like, I didn't want to wake up and have an awkward conversation. So, I was like, because my back was turned, I was facing away from him. So, they just came in like, oh, he's sleeping and just fucking. Dude, he fucked this girl. Like, I haven't fucked a girl like that in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And that was, like, it really aged me because I was, like, I could, I mean, he was, like, it was, I mean, he was beating the stuffing out of this bitch. And I was just, like, God damn, man. Youth. There's nothing like youth, man. Yeah. My homie just told me he went on vacation with his brother a couple weeks ago. And he's, like, he says his brother, who's 10 years younger than him, just was fucking the shit out of this girl for hours. He was like, for hours. And he was like, he was with this other girl. And the girl goes to him, damn, did I pick the wrong brother? Great as that. What a great line that is from a random chick.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
That's all I wanted was to get fucked like that hard.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this one, I'm just like.
Did you tell your friend late the next day that you were up the whole time?
Yeah, well, as soon as she left, I turned over like, God damn it, bro.
God damn it.
Son, he fucking fucked this girl. Jesus. And I think it's, you know, that's the cycle of life. Like, now I feel like I'm just like I'm a KG veteran when I fuck. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
You're like, skills aren't there, but I'm not going to make any mental mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mental's going to be really down.
Yeah, I've definitely lost a step, but I'm like Tim Duncan when I fuck. It's just like fundamentals.
I've had to leave my knee brace on for the last times I fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not joking because I had surgery. So I'm like, can I leave this on? It's going to really help. I'll build a base up with it.
Yeah, so I don't fucking work on that shit.
Well, all right, rad, awesome, Al. Where are you going to be anywhere special over the next like 2 months?
I'll be at the Hilarities in Cleveland in a couple weeks in July.
Stockpiling is right now. What do you got for like August?
August, I'll be at the Outer Banks Comedy Club.
Outer Banks, where's that? North Carolina.
North Carolina should be cool.
My black friends used to call it North Carolina.
North.
Yeah.
North, N-O-R-F, and I'll be in Phoenix.
And the Outer Banks, that's cool. I've been there before.
No, I've heard it's beautiful though.
I bet.
I'm kind of going. We're just going to do like a little family vacay.
Too?
What's that?
In August?
Yeah.
It'd be rad. It'd be warm.
Yeah, it'd be fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and wander around with the fam, man. It'd be all good.
Fishing?
Yeah, do whatever fucking regular people do.
That's nice.
Go chill. Look at the fucking mountains.
Yeah, where else?
And Phoenix later that month. But just go to Al Jackson Live if you can find it. Or
AlJacksonLive.tv.
Yeah, dot biz, dot UK.
Dot biz, that's right.
All right, man. I got love for you, Doug.
Yeah, thanks a lot for doing this.
Anytime, and, man.
What was I going to say? Oh, and if you go see Al, tell him that you heard him from this, and then maybe he'll tell me that, and then that'll make me feel good.
Yes, yeah. Please come up. Please come holler at me. Check me out.
All right.
All right.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was there is now.
Wow. That's it, everybody. That's the episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you, Al Jackson. But if you liked him, there's even more Al Jackson coming. There's the bonus episode, which is probably just as long or almost as long as these two episodes combined. But it's not about being black. It's just about nothing. It's just we started talking before we got into it. And then sometimes that discussion, sometimes you know how I do like 30 minutes before I really start with the topic as I'm just getting comfortable? So we did that, but it was like an hour and a half. And at that point I was like, oh, this is way too long not to even get into a topic yet. So it's just a bonus episode. So enjoy it. But it'll be coming out later this week, as soon as I have time to get it all done. You ever have more shit to do than you can fucking handle? That's what I got. My goddamn taxes. Fucking. Alright. So that's it. Keep the fucking comments coming, the ridiculous comments. Seriously, the more ridiculous, the better. One of the best ones was short. Doesn't have to necessarily be long. One of the best ones was balls. I like it. Just five letters. So what else is there? What else do I have to tell you? And that's it. That's it. And there's another. Fuck it. Who cares? All right. So, guys, tune in Tuesday. Tell a friend about these. Spread the word. Go visit the forum. You ever get the sense that his comic is just talking because he's trying to think of something else to say? Oh, there's that. And I don't know. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you later. Let me know if there's sound problems too. Okay.
Alright, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Sorry.